Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. We give God the glory, we give God the honor, and we give him the praise. Once again, we welcome you to the Mind of Christ Covenant Broadcast Ministries Hour. We thank God for his grace and mercy, and for you that are tuning in, amen. Whether you're here in the city of Los Angeles, or whether you're across the land, overseas, or wherever you might be, we are thanking God for you tuning in to us on tonight and listening as we share the word of God. We are grateful to God's goodness for his goodness and how he has blessed and kept us. We're exalting the Lord because, amen, we thank God for his word. The word of God brings life. It brings edification. It brings hope. It brings the promise of a tomorrow, of a better day. Amen. We thank God for his word, the word of God. Amen. The Bible says the word became flesh and dwelt among us. Amen. For the word of God is life, and the life is the light of men, which is Jesus Christ. Amen. He is the bread today to a starving and to a hungry land. He is the water to a thirsty nation. We're talking about Jesus Christ tonight. The Bible declares that in the last days, he said every knee, and the Lord makes his return, that every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess. And my brothers and my sisters, we're living in the last times, the latter days. The days and the doors of this gospel dispensation that we're living in. We're living in the gospel dispensation. Amen. And this door is closing. The door for the Gentile age is closing. Amen. And when the Lord returns to take up his people, amen, we don't want to be left here. We don't want to be left behind, but we want to be caught up with him in the air. If we have not made our transition already, we want to close our eyes knowing that all is well on this side, and that the other side, heaven, will be our final destination and resting place. Amen, amen. And we're thanking God, amen, for how he has given us the love for one another and the understanding of his word, amen, that we may be able to share. It is important. It is very vital and important for us as the body of Christ to know the word of God. It is so easy for us as believers that name the name of Christ, that are called by his name, amen, that declare his name to others. It is imperative, it is important, it is a necessity that we know and read and learn the word of God, for it is the word of God that brings us out and through battles and storms. It is the word of God that gives us that hold, that sure footing when we're going through our battles, our tests, and our storms. It is the word of God that assures and reassures our footing, that gives us that assurance to know that as long as I keep my hand in the Lord's hand, I'm going to come out of this thing all right. You remember the story of the Hebrew boys, amen, who would not bow down to the king or to the God that Nebuchadnezzar had created. They would not bow or follow the decree that was given throughout the land. But they said that surely our God will deliver us from your hand, O king. But just in case it is not his will to deliver us and he allows us, amen, to be consumed, we still will not bow down to your God. And with that kind of faith, with that kind of confidence in their God, the true and living God, God not only miraculously delivered them or saved them, but he saved them in the midst of the fire. He saved them in the midst of the furnace. He saved them right in the midst of what they were going through. And not only that, the Bible says that when they were cast into the fire, they were cast in both bound hand and foot. But when the messengers were sent to witness and to testify and to bring the news back to the king of the condition of the Hebrew boys, the news that was taken back to the king was not only, Your Majesty, not only were there three young men in the furnace, the three young men were not no longer bound as they were when they were cast in, Your Majesty, or Great King, my Lord, or whatever the how they addressed them at the time, and they said, well, they're not bound, but they were walking around. Yes, King said, walking around, in the furnace. Yes, my Lord, they were walking around in the furnace, loose from the bonds that was on them. I assume, my Lord, that the bonds were. Oh, Your Majesty, that the bonds that were tied to them, I assumed that the fire consumed them and burnt them off, but they were loose. But Your Majesty, it wasn't just the three of them that was loose and walking around in the furnace. But there was another presence there. Bless God. There was another presence there. In the furnace, this presence that was there in the furnace was way more illuminated, if you will, than the other young men that were there, the bodies that were in there. This particular presence that was there was different because it was radiant, and this particular presence was totally different. The presence of this being was different from the presence of the Hebrew boys. Bless God, but the presence of this person, it felt like it seemed like, and it looked like the Son of God. So I come to share with you today that when we, as the body of Christ, as we go through our tests and struggles and the things we go through and endure, the Lord is right there with us. There are times when we experience certain tests or troubles in our life, certain obstacles that are placed in our path that we must endure, we must come out of, we must go through, we must be victorious over, because it helps shape us and it helps build character. Are you praying with me? So it is important for us to understand our place in the Lord. And if I were you, I would take out the time to search out for yourself who you are in God. So many people have gone through life living on the faith of their mother, living on the faith of their pastor, living on the faith of their grandmother, living on the prayer or the whim of the loved one that knew the Lord. But my brother and my sister, it is time now, like never before, for us to begin to develop our own personal relationship with Him. Time for us now to get off of our mother's lap, get off out of her lap and allow her to close her blouse, allow our grandfather or our grandmother to close their shirt or their blouse, and we begin to stop suckling and get off of the tit and begin to desire to eat the sincere meat of the Word of God. It's time now to get off of the milk, for as babes, we desired the sincere milk of the Word as babes in the Lord. Yes, that was all we could eat or digest at the time, was the sincere milk of the Word. But when we begin to grow, and as we grow in God, there ought to be some maturity. There ought to be some growth. If you see a baby and the baby is growth, there's something wrong. As the time goes by, the months go by, and then a year and 2 years, and the baby is never developed in walking or crawling and beginning to speak, then there's something wrong with the baby. If the baby's growth has been stunted, or there's a deformity, or there's something wrong with the baby. Uh-huh. So when we end the body as the body of Christ, as the believers in the Lord, we start out eating the sincere milk. We're on the tit and we're drinking and we're suckling from the healthy, sincere milk of the word. But then as we begin to grow, and our feet begin and our legs begin to grow, and begin to grow, and our feet begin to grow long now, and now we no longer can fit our mother and father's lap, it's time for us now to put the pacifier. It is all long overdue to put the pacifier down. So now some of us don't need to be pacified anymore. So many of us are looking for a crutch or a reason why not to. Some of us have a pacifier, and we use that as our out, as our scapegoat. We use that as a way to keep from maturing and doing what we know to do is right. So we hold on to that pacifier. We hold on to that little tit, and we suck on that tit when we feel or when we want things to go our way, and when they don't, we get that as our out to pacify us, to help us through, or we feel that we need. But the Lord is saying it's time now to spit that thing out. As a matter of fact, unhook it from off of your shirt collar. And go ahead on and toss it and the connection to it away. Oh, bless God. Oh, bless his name. Do you hear what I said? I said it's time for us now to get rid of the pacifier. Throw it away and the connection that it had to us. It's time for them both. So now it's time for some of us. Some of us say, well, I'm not on no pacifier. I don't do no pacifier. Well, it's time for you now to stop drooling. You got a bib under your neck. You have to have a bib under your neck because you can't keep your mouth shut. Your mouth is open. You're constantly drooling and just spitting all over everything. You mess up your clothes because you're spitting and you're drooling over everything. And it's time now to close your mouth now and get some maturity about yourself and allow yourself to grow to where you control the saliva that's in your mouth. You learn how to keep your mouth shut. You learn how to adjust and how to use your tongue now in the right way. And then those of us, some that are still on, have moved on, and some of us are still on the bottle. You may not be sitting on your mom's lap, sucking on her tit, but you have a bottle in your mouth. You're walking around, grown, talking, and pronouncing syllables right and everything, and having full sentences and everything, but yet and still you have a bottle in your mouth, and you really can't be understood clearly because you're trying to talk with the bottle hanging in your mouth. The Lord said it's time for us to grow up now and to mature past the bottle. It's time to grow up now and mature past the pacifier. And it's time for us to get to the level and to the place where we desire the sincere meat of God's word. We want the meat of his word. He said, I prepare a table before you, presence of your enemies. You, a baby, can't sit at the table and eat the food that's on the table. Oh, darling, hear me. Well, baby has to have special special food. It has to be strained or a baby food in order for him to be able to digest the food. So the baby cannot eat solid food. So he's talking to those of us who are mature, who have grown in the Lord and have some level of maturity and some growth in the Lord. And it's time now for you to get off of your father and your mother's lap. It's time now to get up off of your pastor's lap. It's time now for you to stand on your own 2 feet. It's time now for you to sit in your own chair. Get out the high stool. Now, you don't need it anymore. You can see good. You can hear good. Your legs are developed now. Sit in the regular seat and hear what thus saith the Lord. Excuse me. But I want to encourage you tonight. It's time for us to hear what the Lord is saying to the churches. And after we hear, he said, be not just hearers only, but be you doers of the word also. And my brother, my sister, I want to find myself doing God's word. I just don't want to be a hearer of his word. I want to be a doer of his word. And I want to find myself wherever the Lord lead and guide me to go. Whatever the Lord have me to say. There are times the Lord, the word that the Lord has to say is not always a good word. Sometimes the word comes to whip us back into shape, to get us back in line, amen. Sometimes the word comes to, amen, to snap us back to where we know we're supposed to be. Amen. And we thank God because he loves us enough to show us that and gives us the mercy and the grace, amen, that give us a chance to get things right with him. I want to encourage you tonight, just for a few minutes. Amen. I thank you tonight. I went off into something else. I was stirred tonight, amen, to talk about that. But the message I had tonight was, I'm talking about the body. In the book of 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, amen, I'm going to begin about the 12th verse. But I was stirred tonight to talk about that. We as the body of Christ, we need to learn how, amen, to connect ourselves with one another. We have come to a place in the body now. See, there was a time when you accepted the Lord, mm-hmm, when you got saved and accepted Christ as your personal Savior. Those that were already saved and knew the Lord and had been walking with the Lord automatically connected themselves with you now and called you their brother and their sister. And not only did they call you that, but they treated you as well. Have I got a witness? Now it comes a time that when people are saved, you have to search out to try to find out who could be your brother or who could be your sister in the Lord. And that's not how the Lord set this thing up. The Lord, through his word, gives us examples and tells us and shares with us and encourages us to love ye one another. He said, love ye one another even as I have loved you. The love that Christ had for us. The love that Christ has for us. Mm-hmm. The love that Christ have for you, my brother and my sister, whether you know him or not, the love that he has for you was not and is not predicated on what you have done or what you are doing now. Don't you want to give God some glory for that just alone, to know that his love for me, oh, bless his name, his love for you has nothing to do and is not predicated on how I treat him, what I've said about him, how I've misused his name, how I've misused his love, how when I was talking to him and when I stopped talking to him, when I call myself mad with him. His love for me, oh, bless the name of Jesus, hallelujah, was not predicated or is contingent on me and the things I do. He loves me just because of who he is. He loves me just because. He loves you, my brother and my sister, just because. Did you hear what I'm saying to you tonight? He loved you just enough and so much. He loves us just so much that he calls us. The Lord did. The Lord calls us his children. He calls us his brothers and his sisters. The Lord did. That's how much he loves us. And he sacrificed his life for you and for me, in spite of what they did to him then, and in spite of what we do to him today. I often hear people say, because I've even said it myself, oh, if I'd have been living back then, I would have never have done Jesus like that. Oh, if I'd have been, oh, that's a shit. Oh, how they whipped him. And those of you that have seen the Passion of the Christ, can give you an idea of what the abuse and how they did him, how they treated him, how they whipped him, how they scourged him, and the crown of thorns, and how they beat him. And it shows a good example of what, an illustration of what took place. And those of us, we've said, oh, I've never would have done this, and thus, and thus, and thus. And oh, Lord. But think about today. Think about in your life. For those of you that were not saved, that are saved now but wasn't saved all your life, and for those of you that know the Lord or have walked away from God, or those of you that can continue to not hear him, you know he's been calling you, he's been speaking to you, he's been talking to you, he's been drawing you, but you're continuously saying, no, not now. The Lord is saying, yes, even you. We don't want to crucify him afresh daily, but we want to give him our all. There was a song we used to sing, is your all on the altar of sacrifice laid? Have you yielded your all, and have you allowed the Spirit to take control? It is time now for us to come back to what we know is right. And I want to encourage you on tonight. 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, 12 verse says, for as the body is one and hath many members, and all of the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. 13, for by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles. Did you hear that? If you are not a Jew, you are a Gentile. We have some today that call themselves Jews, but they're not really Jews. They're not the Jews from the Word of God that the Word of God speaks of, the Torah, the Septuagint. No. These are your European-made Jewish people, not the Jews or the Jews that are true Jewish people. But the Bible says that if you're not Jewish, if you're a Jew talking to the Jew, and if you're not a Jew, you are a Gentile. And the Gentile door is closing. The day of the Gentile age is closing, is coming to an end. And regardless, my brother and my sister that's listening to me, wherever you may be, regardless to the hatred and the division and the dissension and the confusion and the bitterness and the bigotry that you see that's spreading in the land today, I want you to be aware to know that God is beholding the evil and the good. His eyes in every corner, and he sees everything and everybody. Don't you fret and don't you worry. But I want to encourage you tonight to know that it is in God that we live and move and have our being. Verse 14, for the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is this therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? And if the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? But now has God set the members, every one of them, in the body, as it has pleased him. Say that, as it has pleased who? Almighty God. He has placed. And has set the members, every one of them, in the body, as it has pleased him. And if they were all one member, where was the body? But now are they many members, yet but one body. And the eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of thee, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Nay, much more, those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon thee we bestow more abundant honor. And our uncomely parts have no need, but God has tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacked. Verse 25, that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. Schism meaning division. What the writer here is saying, one body being Christ, he is the body. Christ is the husband. Thank you, Lord. Christ is the husband, and he's coming back for a bride, the church, or the body, which we are the body. He's coming back for the body. We have been made reference to being, we are the body of Christ, which means we are representatives or ambassadors of Christ. The Bible says that there is one body, which is the body of Christ, but there are many members in the body of Christ. And just as he gives the illustration of the natural body, and he's saying, though the body, the natural body has is one body, it yet has many members. And one member of the body cannot say to another member of the body, because of you being who you are and I'm who I am and I desire to be you, I refuse to work. Or because one other part desires to be another part that says, I refuse to work. But the body functioning, fitly joined together, working properly, function in its own calling and plan. The way God has set it up, the way God has so designed, the way God has created and masterly designed and put together. The body of Christ, how he has fitly, so perfectly put us together. No one, two people on the face of the earth have the same fingerprints. And out of all the millions of people that have been on this earth from the beginning of time, every individual has had their own individualized fingerprint. As an identity. So I want to encourage you tonight, my brother, my sister. You don't have to be envious or jealous of anyone else that's in the body. Work what God has given you to work. Be faithful over what God has placed in your hands and in your care to work. And where you find yourself in the body working, work faithfully and diligently as unto, knowing that God is the faithful paymaster, and it is only what you do for Christ that's going to last. So be encouraged tonight, my brother and my sister, knowing that the Lord is yet in control. He's yet standing by your side. And if you are part of this body, this great body of Christ, to play, you are important. And whether you are a strong part of the body or whether you feel like you're a feeble part of the body, you're part of the body of Christ, yet you are a member of the body of Christ. And you are just as important as you were, as I read in the scripture, you are just as important as the next man. Father God, touch each and every one across this land, those that are in the flooded land, in the war-torn land, in the country, your word everywhere. Touch, heal, and deliver, and send comfort in Jesus' name. And God, we thank you in advance. We claim it done in Jesus' name. Be blessed, my brother and my sister. Go with God, knowing that God is ever with you. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. I heard somebody say, who is the King of glory? The answer came back, the Lord. He is the King of glory. The Lord of hosts is the King of glory.